Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the call. This is National Consultant Maqsood Mir. We're at the National Business Builder Call. This has been my Sunday night regimen for the last 10 years. It gets me ready for the next week, and I use it for my prep. And I want you to learn tonight from a gentleman that I've had an opportunity to learn and become a good friend of because of Ambit Energy. He is an executive consultant in the business. He has a business that's much bigger than multiple national consultants. He has two yellow jackets in his business that I know of. He has many, many people that are six-figure earners in his organization. He himself is a top 50 money earner. He's also, him and his wife are the Pure Energy Award winners. They've been featured in the Success Magazine. They have also earned the name as a Maxwell trainer, John Maxwell trainer. Those of you who don't know that, it's a powerful, powerful recognition by itself, all by itself. And he's a John Maxwell trainer. And when he told me about that, I was thrilled that I know that this gentleman's going to bring it tonight in the call. So I hope you have your paper pen handy because you're about to start learning from executive consultant, Mr. Ralph Nicosia. Ralph, you're on the call, sir. Can you hear me?
Hi, Amir. Good evening. Yes, sir, I am. And thank you so much for that introduction. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Sunday Night Business Builder Call. This is 15 years on this end of attending this call every Sunday night, just like Amir has said. And, you know, last week, Amir asked me and Ann, my wife, to hop on the call tonight and talk about daily work habits and skills. And so what I wanted to go over is the rule of five. Now, these principles will apply if you're building traditionally what we used to call belly-to-belly. They don't have a lot of that these days with the advent of Zoom and such. Or if you're building online. The rule of five will apply to any one of those situations. And what I wanted to do is go through the rule of five and just kind of tell you what's helped my wife and I build a business with Ambit for 15 years. And by the way, this is the only network marketing company we've ever been with. And let's just get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. So the rule of five is I'm going to go through the list first, and then I'll break them down. So number one is every day I expand my list. Number two is every day I invite. Number three is every day I learn. Number four is every day I will encourage. And number five, every day I will give thanks. So let's break these down and spend a little time on each one of them and jot these down if that's a good way for you to memorize it. Every day I expand my list. Now there's an array of different ways that you can add to your list. You know, these days, like I mentioned, a lot of it is done online, but you know, still it is it's relationship building. And you know, if you're not good at either one of these five, you can learn. You know, that's one of the things that Ann and I did is we learned how to be productive, and we learned how to make time our friend. So every day we expand our list by adding people that we may see through the day or online when you're out marketing online. You don't want to add some people per day. Now, what's the number? Well, that's up to you. It's strictly up to you how many people a day you want to add to your list. If you talk to anybody, they're going to say more is better. Okay. So number one is I expand my list. Number two is every day I invite. Now, every day you want to get into the habit of asking someone how to, you know, take a look at my business. Now, we're not going to get into the scripts of these. That's for another call. But, you know, you want to ask somebody. In a network marketing, you have to ask somebody to take a look at what we're doing, to take a look at your business. Your business is not going to move forward unless you, one, if you don't know this skill, you need to learn the skill. And if you know the school skill, you've got to apply the skill. So, you know, I heard this phrase 15 years ago from a real great leader in Ambit Energy at one of our national conventions, and he says that your business and your team's business will grow in a direct proportion to how many times you and your team show the business a day. And so the more that you show the business, the more that you, the higher number you get of eyes on your business, you have a much greater opportunity to not only change your life, but change the lives of so many other people. You know, you don't want to be tunnel focused on just what will it get for you and your family. You want to put your prospective consultants ahead of yours. Like I said, this is up for another discussion on the actual skill sets. Let's move forward. Number three is every day I will learn. Now, this is what I love. Every day for the last 15 years, for at least 30 minutes, we either look at something online to expand our education, we'll read something to expand our education. You just want to get as much information that you need to help you. Like I said, for 15 years, we've been learning. And I don't think there's any set amount of information. You know, you can't max out on information. I think this number three out of the five is probably the most effective that you can have, because, you know, you're going to agree with me, if you've been in this profession very long, it's not an easy business, but it surely is worth it. And if you can learn how to handle people saying no or not right now, you're going to be way ahead of the game. So that's all mental. That's all being mental prepared. You know that not everybody is going to say yes, unless you really have a zero target market and you're focusing on your target market. Then those will be they will be more likely to go in business with you. So number three is I learn, and I can't emphasize that enough. It's very strong. It's very strong. And there's two kind of educations. There's personal development, and then there's professional development. Let me break down the two for you here. Professional development is going to be you. It's going to be working on you. You know, your beliefs, your limiting beliefs that you have that this thing is going to work or not. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you right from the get-go that this thing is working. It will continue to work. There's a catch, a caveat. It will work if you work, okay? It's not anything that's going to be given to us. You've got to roll up your sleeve. You've got to focus. You've got to have big dreams. You have to be focused as a laser beam on what you want. Now, so that's the personal development. Now, you have professional development, and that is the techniques that we use. How to properly invite, you know, how to properly present, the follow-up process, the closing techniques, and then also, finally, the onboarding of your new consultants. You know, train them, teach them the way that you were taught, and things will come into focus a lot better for you. Number four is I encourage. I encourage at least one or two people a day. And what is meant by that is that if you have someone who just came on board, and maybe they're not as seasoned network marketer, perhaps as you are, you want to work with those people, and especially the people that you see that come into your business and they put a match to it and they start blazing the trail. You want to work with those people. You've got a leader in the making right there. You know, why would you want to work with somebody who signs up as a consultant and then does nothing? But you have to give people some encouragement. You've got to give them some love for those who respond respond to your call to action with them. Not everybody will. But if you could encourage some people, it makes a huge difference in their, again, their limiting beliefs, because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of people with limiting beliefs, not only in our business, but in the world right now. And I think that you would agree with me. And then the number five is I give thanks. Now, this is also huge. You know, my wife and I have been together for over 45 years now, married for over 45. And to this day, we still give each other thanks for coming into each one of our lives, her into my life and me into her life. Over 45 years. Can you imagine that? And it just, we're very, very thankful for our health. You know, we had some health issues last year. But we overcame those, because of Ambit Energy, the residual income that we earn from Ambit, we don't have to worry about any financial stress. It's just a good thing to know how to be thankful, be full of gratitude. We live in what most people would consider the world's best country to prosper, to have opportunity, to just go any direction that you'd like. So number five is huge. Please give thanks. So let's go ahead and recap these. Number one is I will expand my prospect list every day with one or two people. Just add them to your list. Number two is I will invite people. Now, so there's not a golden number, but I've heard this for years. Invite at least two people to take a look at your business. I've heard five people. It just kind of depends on you. The more gas you put on the fire, the bigger the blaze, right? Number three is I learn every day. However you want to learn it, you know, books, YouTube, newsletters. Just there's an array of different ways that you can broaden your education. Number four is I encourage my members each day. And then fifth and finally is that I give thanks to those people who have helped us with Ambit, who've introduced us. And to this day, I will get on the phone to our sponsor, Lamar Steen, down in Florida, and we'll thank them for showing this to us. March 18th of 2008, we got an email, and we said, heck yeah, because we knew the guy, we liked him, and he trusted. So there we go back to the know you, like you, and trust you, and that I don't think that'll ever change. So, Amir, I want to go ahead and make an offer to people. If I'm going to be publishing a weekly marketing newsletter, it doesn't have to, you don't have to be in my group. It's going to be chock full of marketing information, information on help you build your business. If you just text me your name and your email, my cell phone number is 713-254-3491. I'll say that again, 713-254-3491. I'll get you on the list, and we'll go ahead and start shooting out those emails. And I know the information will be of great benefit to everybody on this call. So, Mir, I just wanted to kind of touch base on a few things that's helped me and Ann the last 15 years. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, definitely, sir. Ralph, I didn't do you justice in your introduction because I forgot to mention that you're a top 50 money earner also. And let me ask you this, sir. You mentioned a little bit about how you were introduced into the business out of a gentleman in Florida. How did he get into the business, sir? If you can elaborate a little bit, or
he lived in Dallas, and he belonged to a networking group, international networking group, and he was introduced by a top money earner in Ambit. And that gentleman is my executive consultant. His name is David Spina. But David showed Lamar the business back in, 2007, Lamar shot up to senior consultant, and then they reached out, Mayor, to five home inspectors. That's what I had my profession back then as a full-time home inspector for 26 years. Out of the five people, we all joined at that minute. I mean, we just took out our credit cards because we already knew Lamar. And out of those five, Ann and I were the only ones that we stayed the course, and it's taken us into the Millionaires Club, top 50, residual six-figure annual residual income. That, I mean, it's just been a real blessing.
That's fantastic, sir. It's amazing. So I know National Consultant Mark Guerra and also Mike Guerra, they're both millionaires. Am I missing any other millionaires that you have in your business, sir?
Oh, gosh. Lamar just made top 50. Our hat goes off to Lamar. There may be one or two, but I just can't really think of them right now. Yeah, we personally sponsored Mark. Gosh, I don't even know what year it was. It was several years back. And again, that's funny that you should bring that up because I didn't think about it until now. We met Mark in the same international networking group, but not the same chapter because he was up in, you know, Lamar was up in Dallas and Mark and I were down here in Houston, but that's kind of funny. We met each other in the same breakfast networking group. But yeah, it's just been a blessing.
It is, sir. Ambit itself is a powerful blessing. And you mentioned about you going through some health challenges, but then that residual comes in every month, no matter what you do, whether you're actively building or whether you've not. Once you build it, it starts growing and growing. So I really appreciate you mentioning, because I went through the similar situation and I saw the power of Ambit Energy in more ways than one, much more. So
right, I appreciate exactly.
So let me ask you a couple of, we have a few more minutes. I mean, if you don't mind, if you can tell us a little bit about,
sure.
You know, you wrote a book and you've actually written some prospecting templates that have been utilized before, you know, by different people, and I'm one of them too also. Can you elaborate on that, sir, a little bit? And then if someone can download that book there, or they can go to your site, or how they can get that?
I took that out of circulation so I can make some modifications, but I do have something that I can put out. It's regarding attraction, being having attraction marketing to people, and that applies to, again, online or offline. You know, when you're out and about, you don't want to, what I call, lunge at people. You don't want to just spew Ambit all of them. It's all there. Here's what the way that I look at building a network marketing business, Mir, it's kind of like a dance. It's kind of a dance between you and the prospect. You know, you got to find out what they want and what they need in life, and then they're going to ask you questions, and then you're going to answer, and you may have questions. You go back and forth, and it's kind of like a dance. And but if they send me their name and email, I'll be sure to get that out to them. It's an attraction marketing, and it's really got some great information in it.
That's right, sir. It's a short read. It's about 36 pages, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Books there, and it has some foundational stuff that you can actually utilize right away. There's six pillars. I think you go through there. I don't remember it exactly on the thing there, but you know, there are some foundational principles there that you can utilize for attraction marketing, and it's helped me quite a bit. It's kind of a prospecting tool. I use it as a prospecting tool. I've told Ralph that I've used it many, many times as a prospecting tool for people to just take a look at it. I'm not in Ralph's business, but he has helped me hugely on it, and every chance and opportunity I get to spend with Ralph, and I mean, I'm blessed more than I can tell you. But guys, listen, jump on the thing, send him a text there, and please send him a text and let him know that how much you appreciate that, and then let him know that also whether you used it, because no matter how many templates that you have or books that you have in your possession, if you don't use what you learn out of it, then it's basically knowledge that's just staying in a vault and not coming out and gathering dust for you. So Ralph, I appreciate that very, very much. And can you talk a little bit? I think one of the things was about engaging your audience that you mentioned about engaging. Can you give us a little bit on that? How to engage that audience, sir?
Yeah, you mean like with a brand new prospect?
Correct, yeah. That was one of the
things. You know, and that's, listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's a skill that if you don't have that skill coming into Ambit, or any other business, I mean, you have to learn that skill. And the way that we do it, we first want to build a relationship. We want to build a bridge between the two of us. We want to find out some common interest that we have. I mean, there's sometimes, Mir, that I've talked to somebody for a month or two on and off, you know, about every week and a half, 2 weeks, and I don't even mention what we do. I don't even mention about network marketing to them, and until I feel that the time is right, and it's all about the timing of everything. So, I would say just hone in on your skills. There's been so many times when Ann and I would sit down and we will role play with each other. This is way back in the beginning. And that's even with customers. You know, how do you how would you approach certain people as being a customer? Could be different than approaching them as a consultant. But you just want to, you know, you want to add value to them if you can find some value, which everybody does have value. So just find out, be a friend, and build a bridge.
That's right, sir. No, it's important for people to actually keep in touch. I mean, you know, today I was reminded of someone was telling me, I think it was senior consultant Zach Wood, that he's a great, I should say, follow-upper. You know, I'm not very good at follow-upping with people as much as what Zach is. Zach was telling me, reminding me that it takes 7 to 10 follow-ups or 12 follow-ups before they decide to join. So that follow-up is part of the deal, not just showing the business to someone and not just doing it one time and you're giving up on that one yes or no or that maybe. You're saying that follow-up is part of the game, that we have to do that follow-up and keep that person engaged on that. So let me ask you one more thing, sir, before we go on to another question is this. On the traction marketing methods that you explained on the book there were 7 steps. And the thing, there's seven step attraction marketing thing that define your audience. And you were saying just now that it's not for everybody, or you don't even prospect everybody. It's for that certain people. Before you can go or grow the business, you need to first find out who it is. You need to be crystal clear who you are, you know, speaking to. If that audience is not defined, it's not going to produce you the results that you're looking for. And then also understanding the audience's challenges. You know, what are the challenges that they're facing there? It's not about you recruiting them. It's also about you knowing that, you know, this is something that can help them, you know, understand what their challenges are, what are their deficiencies, and what can you help them with Ambit Energy. And then, of course, the creating the content that addresses your audience's challenges. And then, of course, there was another step there. I'm looking through some of my old notes, Ralph. This is from your book before. It was you have to build a relationship with that audience, and then you engage that audience there. That's where most people fail, is that, you know, when you don't build that relationship with the audience, and then they don't know how to engage that audience there. So what is a method that you would suggest for building that relationship? How do you build? I mean, you're very, very smooth at talking to someone, and then you make them friends very, very easily. How do you do that, sir?
Yeah. Well, you know, right now the trend mirrors to be, it appears, and it is, about online marketing, you know, building relationships with either Facebook or LinkedIn or however however you want to do it, whatever platform. But it's all the same. You should engage people. For example, if you're on Facebook, what I do is I go to where that shows the people's friends, and if I see someone there that I personally know, or B, that they are also a Facebook friend of mine, I'll ask the prospect, I'll say, hey, thanks for connecting with me. By the way, I saw where Joe Smith is a Facebook friend of yours. I know Joe. Just curious, how do you know Joe? And so that will begin the conversation. If you're not a natural conversationalist, you can learn these things. Entrepreneurs figure things out, ladies and gentlemen. There's just nothing, there's no way of getting around it. We just figure things out. And getting back to Mir about the follow-up system, there are several different methods. You want to keep it something short and sweet and simple for you. For the longest time until went online, we would use simple 3x5 index cards. And people are going to laugh, but I mean, back then when I came in, there was nothing like there is now online. I mean, that's for sure. And so, so if you're on this call tonight and, you know, you joined us way back then, you know, right now is one of the best times, I think, to build a business, because people out there, they are waiting for our phone call, ladies and gentlemen. People out there are hurting right now, especially right now. So, Mir, I hope that answered our guests some of their questions. I've really enjoyed my time online tonight.
No, thank you very much, Ralph. I appreciate you giving us some time and knowledge there. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have another guest speaker on next week's call, and I'll announce that on Facebook too also. But let me ask you, Ralph, can I repeat your number again to the people before we open up the line?
Yeah, that's great. My number is 713-254-3491. Please give me your name and your email address, and I'll get you the weekly newsletter out. And if you want the attraction marketing PDF, the ebook, I can get that out to you this week as well. So, yeah, that would be very exciting. I'm real excited about this newsletter, Mir. I'm just going to pour myself into this letter and help some people. You know, the consultants, they want to succeed, and people that step into their lives, they want to succeed. So it's a win-win-win, my friend.
Definitely, sir. Definitely. I know that they will get benefit out of reading that. I appreciate you very much. I appreciate you and Anne for taking the time to get on the call with me. So I'm going to open up the line so that everyone can say thank you.
Okay. Thank you.